podcasting with us and Bernie. Today we bring you a double whammy of interviews with arguably the biggest stars in the Hindi film industry. We have Rani Mukherjee and Aamir Khan on the same podcast. They both took the time to speak with us about their forthcoming release, Talash, which is actually releasing tomorrow. But as usually is the case with our interviews, we ended up talking and joking about a whole host of things. These interviews were in three parts, of which we posted the one with director Reema Kagdi earlier. So if you haven't checked it out, go back and check that one out because it was really interesting. See, I don't get starstruck that easily, but this wasn't the case here. I mean, Rani and Aamir, and having the opportunity to speak with them was huge for me. We start off with Rani, who was extremely generous with her time and in a very good mood, as you would expect of Rani Mukherjee. And I even made her heart flutter, and she did mine. But you'll hear all of that in our chat, and I do hope you enjoy it. And I'll catch you after that so we can intro into Aamir.
Hi, Rani. This is Asim from London.
Hi.
So nice to speak with you.
Thank you so much.
Perfect. So are you technically minded, Rani? I mean, I know you're not on Twitter and Facebook, but is that something you're interested in?
Actually, to be very honest, I'm not against it, or I'm not averse to the idea, but it's only something that I'm not really very keen on.
Yeah.
Let me put it like that, because I always believe that whatever I do in life, whether it's acting in films or whether I'm connecting with my fans, I think I have to do that with my heart. And what I really love is the fact that when my fans try and get through to me from different networking sites, and when they send messages for me, it makes me really, really very, very happy. And I try and reply to them through these networking sites by taking the help of media people, to actually tell them how much I love them and how humbled I am with all the love and all the adulation, all the blessings that I get from them. Because for me, their love and their blessings are actually instrumental in making me the strong talent that I am, because it gives me a lot of inspiration to work better and to come out with a challenging performance each time with my film. But just to be a regular on a networking site, that probably might not be my forte,
right?
Because I'm a little private like that by nature, normally, and I don't think I'll be able to cope up with the way the youngsters probably kind of tweet or kind of be in touch all the time.
Right.
So I think that's the reason why probably I feel a little shortchanged when I feel that, oh my God, I might not be able to cope with that.
Right. It's funny you call them the youngsters, because I mean, you just, like, the thing is with you, Rani, I mean, you still have that old world heroine charm that you are, but still so accessible to people in a way that people feel you're one of theirs, you know. I don't think people miss heroines as much as they miss you. When we don't see you for a year or something, we're so happy when you come on screen again.
How sweet is that? Thank you so much. I'm going to definitely take this as a compliment. And I feel extremely happy, and my heart starts, fluttering when you talk like that.
But
honestly,
no, like this year we had two movies of yours, and it was just so exciting. Aya and then now Talash, and we get to see both sides of Rani. We have happy, bubbly Rani in Aya, and we have intense Rani, and
yeah, and I think that is what I like doing, because I like to experiment with my characters. I like to try and show my versatile side as well, because I don't want to ever bore my audiences with similar roles.
Right.
And I never want them to feel that, oh my God, we just saw her like this, and now again she's coming like that.
Yeah.
So I like to experiment so that they also are pretty excited to go and watch me. And for me, that's basically my reason to breathe as an actor. Because, when my fans want to see me more on screen, I think it just gives me that vitamin E shot.
Right.
And I'm like all charged and all raring to go.
Mm.
And I'm very excited about Talash, in fact. I really want to know how people react to my work and what they think of me and what they think of the film. And that's what I keep wanting to do. And I feel really happy that there are all these people who've seen me in Gulam and Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. And they loved me in those films, and they love me too even, today.
Mm.
So it makes me feel really happy that there is a generation that has grown up watching my films.
Mm.
and there's a generation that is growing up who is still watching my films, and I feel really, really happy about that.
So, I mean, coming to Talaash, I know we're seeing a lot of intense Rani in the promos, you know, and I know it's a suspense drama, so I won't ask you any questions about your character or what the story is, because I want to figure that out when I go to the movie, which I'll definitely be seeing. But what we're seeing in Jile Zara, you know, which is an awesome and heartbreaking video, we just see a lot of sad Rani, right?
Yeah, actually, even I don't like to see myself like that. I think I like to see myself smiling.
Yeah.
But now what to do? I'm an actor. I have to try out different roles.
Yeah.
And I just can't always be smiling. I have to do things which are slightly different.
Yeah.
And but what helps me going is I'm quite a comedian on my sets. So when the camera is not switched on, I'm doing all my mad antics. And as soon as the camera rolls, I get really serious and I get on to business.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of helps me.
You flash that 1,000-watt smile that you have.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, I think we're very much looking forward to Talaash. I was reading somewhere that you took some convincing to take the role. Was there any particular reason for that?
No, actually what happens is Reema has been wanting me to do a film for her for the past 10 years.
Right.
And I've just not clicked with her in terms of that one script or that one story hasn't clicked, and it finally happened with Talaash. But Reema is very sweet, so she always gives me that much importance. But believe me, with like Talaash, I didn't need that much of a probing, because it's a wonderful script. I absolutely fell in love with the script and obviously my role, and that's why I'm part of the film.
Right.
Because as an actor, I don't get convinced easily by people.
Mm-hmm.
I have to convince myself. So I think when I'm convinced myself, I kind of just say yes.
Right.
So with Talaash, I don't think there was any kind of convincing that was happening from their end.
Right. It's your internal process to choose a role that takes
yes,
you a while
absolutely.
Longer.
Yeah.
Right. I was also hearing from Reema that it was a very collaborative movie, that everybody was kind of pitching ideas and kind of making some changes,
right.
And that's the way she likes
right.
it. So what was it from, what did you bring in? I mean, you're a very experienced performer. Did you feel that
I think for me, like in all my films, I think I just try and make my character much, much better than what it is already. Because I think that even if your character is like really great on paper, I think with your performance and with slightly more understanding of what you can bring to the character, just brings that extra spark. So with this film as well, me and Reema sat on the character, and whatever we could do as a team to, you know, better it or like enhance it, we have tried to do that.
Right. Would you consider directing? I can really see you, like, you know, like being a director in a couple of years. I don't know. I just feel, you know, like you say, you adapt every character, add some Raniness to it. I feel you could do that. I think it's totally in your, like, zone.
Yeah, see, actually, I would like to put it like that. The direction is in my genes because my father was a director.
Right.
But I don't think I'm capable enough to be a director because, you know, direction... what we actors do, like the way we contribute and we kind of work as a team to better a film. But the job of a director is much, much more taxing, because a director is the person who brings all the elements, all the technicians, all the actors together on one platform and then directs them and actually brings out the best in each and every person.
Right.
So it's a lot of hard work in that sense, and it's a very, very delicate place to be in, because you are dealing with a lot of people's egos. You're dealing with a lot of people, because people come with their share of ideas, and then to actually tackle them and, you know, bring them on the same page or to the page that they're actually thinking on, and to collaborate with them, you need to have a really very big heart,
right.
And you need to be very patient. And because at the end of the day, it's a director's medium. Like, film is a director's medium. Because at the end of it, we all can have ideas, but we eventually are summoned by the director, because it's his, his vision at the end
right.
of the day.
Right.
So we all have to get together and try and enhance his vision rather than change the vision.
Right.
So it's very important for a director to be able to do that and not get carried away by what people or what technicians are trying to do or what actors are trying to do.
Right.
So I think when I do get the balance, probably someday I might.
Yeah.
But as of now, I'm really happy acting.
Right. But it's funny that you're saying about partnership and working with different teams. I think you've been really good with pairing off with both female and male co-stars. You know, you had a run with, you know, Preeti Zinta. You had a run with Salman Khan, with Govinda back in the day even. And it like almost feels like you're best friends on screen. Like, what is that? Is there a special reason? How come that you do this?
I think all my friends or all my colleagues or all my co-stars or my technicians, I think they relate with one thing, that I don't bullshit them. I think what they see is what they get from me. And I genuinely love them, and they can see the love in my eyes.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, your eyes can't lie.
Right.
So with me, I think they're just very comfortable. And I think they have fun with me because I'm quite a comedian otherwise.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of quite entertaining, so I think they like me because of that.
I think in the last few years, you've almost been the hero of your movies, you know, like people come to the audience to see you. I wouldn't say Talash isn't as much your part, but it is kind of like, you know, you have three very big stars there. So is that a conscious decision, or is that it kind of cool for you to just kind of take a bit of a rest? Not a rest, but, you know, you're not driving the whole process in a way.
Right. You know what? I think all my life I've always taken, you know, decisions of doing a film instinctively, because for me what's important is that when a film comes to me, what really matters to me is what is the larger picture in terms of, am I really in love with the script, the film, and do I like my role in it?
Right.
And that film could be just probably driven by me. That film could be driven by a bigger hero. Or that film could be probably an ensemble cast.
Right.
But what matters at the end of the day is what you're doing in the film.
Right.
And I think that's very, very important, because there are a lot of times where you're just there and you don't really make an impact. And then there's no point doing a film like that.
Right.
So I think in my career, I've always taken those decisions instinctively. And with God's grace, I think they've always worked very well for me.
Right.
And I'd probably like to continue doing that. Sometimes you go through failures. Sometimes you see that your films are getting lapped up and liked by people.
Mm.
So it's always a two-way thing, you know.
Right.
You can't have everything. At the same time, sometimes luck doesn't drive you.
Right.
And sometimes, like, luck is there and really driving you.
Right.
So it's basically which cab you take.
Right.
The cab which has the cab driver, which is luck, or his name is luck, or his name is not luck.
Yeah.
So it's just that.
Yeah. And are you able to let go of a movie then quickly? Like, you know, if a movie is done for you, it's done? Or do you still feel a tinge when you invested so much into a movie and it maybe didn't click with people? But I think a lot of times people can appreciate it later on TV or DVD. But, you know, it's...
Right. And I think what like happens with films of mine or with characters of mine, I think they're all films that people do remember. Either they remember the part or they remember the film later on, and it just clicks to them that, oh my God, it was a really good movie.
Right.
And I think with me, that's always been the case, and hopefully so in the future it will be the same. But for me, I am very emotionally attached to my films. I don't do films that I'm not emotionally attached with, because I feel that the films are part of me and they take about 100 days of my life. So those 100 days of my life are really, really special to me. So I like to put it like that those films become part of my existence.
Mm.
And when a film does well, it just makes me very happy. But when a film doesn't do well, it also makes me sad.
Right.
But the good part is that people do appreciate my work in the films that also don't do well.
Yeah.
So that's like a little encouraging factor. Intention behind doing a film is that my audiences really enjoy, people really have fun watching it.
Mm.
And I get very sad because, oh God, this film didn't work. That means they didn't get entertained, and they really threw the popcorn that they were having. They didn't really enjoy the popcorn as well.
Yeah.
So it really saddens me.
Yeah. Especially for the popcorn.
Yeah.
So final two questions, because I know you've been doing these interviews the whole day, so you're probably a bit tired. Amir, you're working with him after Gulam and Rising, Mangal Pandey. It's been a collaboration of 14 years, which I guess you've become really good friends. Does he still offer to take you to Khandala, or is that done now?
Yes, yes, absolutely. He always offers me, and I've always like turned him down because I have to keep reminding him that Amir, you're married now, so you can't be taking me to Khandala anymore. So keep joking like that all the time, but he's somebody who I absolutely adore and admire actually, and I look up to him because he is actually 15 years senior to me in age as well as by profession. So I do look up to him in several ways, and I've always learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
He is absolutely somebody who I absolutely admire his work spirit. I love the way he works. I love the way he prepares for his part. And I love his dedication and enthusiasm that he brings in with each project of his.
Right.
So I think with Amir, it's always been great, and I'm just hoping that Talash also changes it, because with Gulam, I became a huge star. He changed it a lot for me. After Mangal Pandey, I did Black. So Black again changed a lot for me.
Right.
And now with Talash, I just hope there's again, with these 7 years gaps in the middle, I think he's my 7 year lucky mascot.
It's funny though, Gulam was such a big, you exploded on the screen, like everybody was talking about you, but looking back at that movie, I just always find it weird that your trademark voice is dubbed in that movie. It's just
it's
such
really
a shame.
Sad because
it
I
is.
Feel that it's not in the, like my soul is not there in the film, and it's really really unfortunate.
Yeah, sometimes you wish you could just go back and dub it again.
Yeah, I think I should do that for the new DVDs that come out.
Yeah, you should. I think that would boost the sales
really,
up if you did that.
Yeah. I think I want to take your suggestion and really call up Mukeshji after this interview and tell him that.
I think they're probably not doing anything anyway, you know, so maybe they should do this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Rani, thank you for your time. I really appreciate
thank
it. You were so generous with your time. What's next? When do we see you again?
You know, that's a really tough question now, because I am genuinely going to tell you that I haven't really signed anything. There's nothing that's come my way which has been very, very interesting. So I'm hoping something comes soon so that I can come back soon and give you all something really, really fabulous and exciting. So just keep praying so that I get a really, really good offer that I can do, and a really kick-ass role.
Yeah.
And if I get an action role, I would really love to kick ass, literally.
Yeah, so, Kung Fu Rani would be awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
Well, please don't leave us again for this long, Rani, and keep appearing on the screen.
I know, I'm sorry about that, but I'm really, really hoping that I get to do a film soon, which I really, really get excited about.
Same for us, Rani, and we'll obviously be looking forward to Talash. It's one of the most awaited movies of the year for us.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your
Bye-bye.
Time, Rani. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
So, wasn't Rani amazing? She surely left me smiling after our talk, and I hope she did the same for our listeners. Now we move on to our interview with Amir Khan, and oh my lord, was I nervous to speak with him, because he's one of my all-time favorite actors. So if you listen really closely, you can hear me go, Uima and Hi Allah, as I'm speaking to Amir freaking Khan. As you would expect, Amir takes his time before he speaks and thinks about every answer. Interviewing on the phone is like playing chess blindfolded. He didn't do many interviews with the UK media, so this was really a unique opportunity. I hope you really enjoy it.
Asim?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Amir.
Hi, Amir. Yeah, this is Asim from London.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm beyond excited to speak with you.
Listen.
Amir, thanks for being on the show. This has been a huge, big year for you, right? I mean, starting from the birth of your son right up to your Hajj, and Hajj Mubarak, by the way.
Thank you so much.
How was that experience? I mean, I was lucky enough to do Umrah a couple of years ago, and I know spiritually speaking, it's a very overwhelming experience. So I was just wondering, has it changed you in any way?
Well, it is extremely, it's an extremely overwhelming experience. And I think it's probably one of the most important moments, you know, in a Muslim's life. And I think it was an extremely cathartic experience for me, and one that is probably one of my most valuable moments. It's a little difficult to describe in words. But it was really amazing, the experience.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's such an emotional feeling. It's so overwhelming. I've never been able to describe it myself. Did you feel this was kind of the right moment for you? Because, I mean, I know it just has a bigger effect when you choose the right moment for it, right?
Well, I don't know, you know, what you can describe as the right moment, but I guess, you know, when the time is right, you do end up going and when the calling comes, you go. And I had also promised my mother that I would take her, and I'm glad that I could, you know, do that and fulfill her wishes.
Oh, that's great. I also think Azad is going to be 1 year old now pretty soon, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, this has been a pretty amazing year because, you know, it started with Azad being born, and then I had this series of television, Satyameva Jayate, and it's been quite an eventful year so far.
Will there be a second series of that, actually?
Yes, there's going to be season two. So we are working on the research work of season two right now.
Okay. And I think, Midlin, you were also shooting for Dhoom 3, which is kind of like an action movie too. So it's been really busy for you.
Yeah, we've begun shooting for Dhoom 3 in Chicago. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you've done so many genres throughout your years, you know. Like, I think, like, I was going through your filmography. I think you've only not done a horror, a sci-fi, and maybe a Western, but I would maybe say Mela was kind of a Western. Do you think there's genres that would appeal, just wouldn't appeal to an Indian audience, for example?
No, I don't believe that. I mean, I've seen that, you know, all kind of genres are would be appealing to an audience. If the film turns out well, then the genre is I don't think the Indian audience is averse to any particular kind of genre.
Right.
If the script is good and the film turns out well, I think it should work.
Okay. I was speaking with Reema last week, actually, about Talash, and she pointed out to me that I was wrong that thinking that Talash is a thriller, but it's actually a suspense drama. So I was wondering if you could maybe explain what the difference is for you between a thriller and a suspense genre.
Well, a thriller is a film which is very, very fast-paced, and there's a lot of action happening in it. There's a lot of thrill and action, and twists and turns and things like that. Whereas a suspense drama is a more relaxed pace, and it's more intriguing. There's more intrigue. It's not as fast-paced as a thriller, but there's a lot more intrigue. And in this case, this film is certainly a suspense drama, but I think it's not just a suspense drama. It's also an extremely emotional story at its core. It's a story about coming to terms with loss. That's what it is at the heart. I mean, you know, you're watching a suspense drama, but by the time the film ends, you realize that it's a film about coming to terms with loss. And that's the beautiful part of it. I think that because all of us are, you know, either we've lost somebody who's really close to us, or we're afraid of losing somebody who's really close to us, or in the future we might lose somebody who's really close to us. That's the reality of life. And so, you know, coming to terms with loss and losing someone close to you is an extremely important aspect of life, which often we don't dwell enough on. So this film, that's what appealed to me. That when I was listening to the script and Reema was narrating it to me, that not only was I intrigued by the suspense of it, but I was also very moved by it. By the time the film ended, I was in tears. So I really liked it.
Right. Actually, about tears, it's interesting because when I was looking to your promos of Satyameva Jayate, you had this line where you said you want to touch people's heart. And I felt that throughout your work, that you've always reached out to the audience and tried to touch their hearts in a way. But I also feel that a lot of times when I go to your movies, I just end up crying a lot just because it's so touching, you know. Do you feel that touching people is easier by making them cry than making them laugh?
I don't think either is easier than the other. I mean, just touching someone's emotions and hearts and making him, you know, moving a person is not easy. So filmmaking is not easy in itself. I mean, humor is also difficult. You know, film like Andaz Apna Apna or any of these films that I've done, which have had fair amount of humor in it. I've realized that humor is also a tough thing to do. And so is, you know, creating the right amount of emotions and actually making people, you know, touching people's hearts and moving them is also not easy.
Right. I mean, for a big fan like me, you said the magic word of Andaz Apnaap. Now, I wasn't going to ask you, but do you think that's lightning in a bottle that can never happen again? Or do you think there's possibilities there?
Well, Andaz Apnaap is a very special film for me. And I mean, if we could have a sequel to that, it would be great. But I mean, at this point of time, I don't see that happening because there is no script in place. And conceptually, I mean, I would love for it to happen, but as of now, there's nothing in the pipelines.
Just about, because I was kind of formulating my questions about Talash at the start, and I know because it's a suspense drama, as a fan, I don't want anything to be spoiled. And I think you've been very careful in the way you've talked about it, how you've put together the promos of it. Do you find it a challenge to talk about a movie without having to talk about the movie?
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to figure out a way to do that because you don't want to spoil the fun for the audience by telling them too much about the film. And I understand that there is a curiosity in people to know more about it, but I think, you know, that curiosity is best addressed in the theater when people are actually sitting and watching the film. So, yes, I mean, this is one of the films where I would like to talk less about and want people more to experience.
I was just going to ask you, is that why the marketing to a certain degree is subdued on it? Because don't you feel that brand armor just kind of works? People just show up to your movies anyway?
I wouldn't say it's subdued, but I just feel that I think it's appropriate for the kind of film it is.
Right.
And, you know, being a suspense film, you don't want to, you would like to tickle your curiosity and instead of being in your face, we'd like to allow you to step towards us. That is a conscious decision. And I think that what is also important is to time the promotion well enough so that it actually peaks when your film releases. And at this point of time, we're still a couple of weeks away. And I think that, you know, from now on, you would see the tempo hopefully rising a little bit. And as we reach the release, I'm hoping that in any case, people are looking forward to seeing this film and fingers crossed, let's see how it goes.
Right. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. So, I mean, my expectations are sky high. So,
oh God, that scares me. I hope you like it.
Amir, as a fan, you've never disappointed me, so I'm sure it won't be happening anytime soon. So,
well, I can tell you that all of us really did try our level best as always. And it's a film that we're all quite excited about. And I think that Reema has ended up achieving the film, you know, in its potential. And what she wrote as a script, I think she's managed to bring that on screen. So we're all happy about that. And we're looking forward to seeing the response of, you know, the audience of you.
We're waiting with bated breath. And I really wish you all the best with everything in the future, Thank you so much.
Thank you, Asim. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
So that was it. That was our huge Talash podcast. I know so many people were waiting for this. I hope you enjoyed it and I hope I did justice to this opportunity to speak to these massive stars. I'm still kind of shaking in my bootsies. Drop us a mail on youpodcasting@gmail.com. If you have any comments, if you have any suggestions, follow us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter. And a big thanks to our friends at Spice who organized all this for us. And Talash is out in theaters tomorrow. Go out and see it and don't spoil it for anybody on Twitter and Facebook, because if you do, that's not cool, man. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, guys.
never.